welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. As we record this, it is the middle of March. Can you believe that?
No, I can't. And it really does not feel much like it outside.
It doesn't. This has been the coldest, wettest winter I can remember in a long time.
Yeah, it just keeps going on and on and on.
And it's windy.
Yeah, it's been really windy. I think if it wasn't so windy, it maybe wouldn't feel so bad. But today, it's overcast again and about maybe 40. But yeah. It's the wind just cuts right through you.
It does. You really just about have to strap on your hair.
Yeah, you do.
So it's
if you're lucky
not
enough
nice.
To have some.
That's true.
You're better off if you don't on days like this.
True. But it is nasty outside, and that is really impacting what we want to be about this time of year.
Yeah, we are way behind. I keep track of gardening plan and where we were like this time last year. This time last year, we had radishes up, we had spinach up, we had lettuce. And this year, the ground is still frozen even in the cold frames.
Oh, man.
So there's nothing there yet. So we're still waiting. I still have a little bit of kale in one cold frame, but I can't do anything with it until it warms up.
So spring's coming, they tell me.
It should be here.
It should be. But you have done what you can to move forward. And right before we came up to the studio, you had something special to show me outside.
Yeah, I am excited because there are things happening and the days are getting longer. And we can definitely tell that. And today the time changed. So that means we have a longer evening, which is great.
I like that.
You can definitely tell the sun angle is different.
Yes.
And so there are a lot of encouraging things. We've noticed there are hardly any juncos here. The red-winged blackbirds are here now. And the birds are making nests. And so there are things happening that show us that really spring is coming.
It is.
And we've got some little daffodils peeking up.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
We do, yeah. They're really cute. Now, the little tops of them got a little bit nipped, but they'll be fine. They'll be popping up anytime as soon as it warms up. But I decided today this was it, no matter what the temperature was, I was stopping the winter composter. So we have this electric composter in the garage that we put food scraps in all winter.
And that is something we started a couple of years ago, I believe, and just a way to continue that effort at making compost during the winter.
Using what would be waste.
Right.
And, you know, in the past, I have bought lots of compost, and now we have three composts and then the compost piles and this electric composter around the farm. So, you know, we're really doing a lot better with that yard waste and kitchen waste.
We have a lot of eggshells, a lot of vegetable scraps, a lot of potato peelings.
Right now I am starting to collect. I will start collecting, actually right now, potato peels and eggshells. The potato peels will be great for my roses. And I just, you know, we just save some of those up. I save them in a bucket. And when I have enough, I just spread them around the base of the roses right now. And then, you know, we'll work them in a little bit in the spring. And they are really great. Our roses every year look really, really nice.
They certainly do.
And then the eggshells will go in for the tomato plants too. So
yes,
anything that needs calcium.
Yes, tomatoes do need a little calcium. It helps prevent that blossom end rot, which is really disappointing to find when you have a beautiful, gorgeous tomato and you pick it and you turn it over and the whole bottom's rotted out.
Yeah.
So preventing that is a bonus.
So I stopped the composter because we're going to start collecting the potato peels and the eggshells now to go directly to our plants. It's going to be warm enough to do that. And so I dumped all of the composter out. I have another compost out pile outside in a regular black box that would heat up if it would ever get warm. But so I can dump the other composter doesn't hold a lot. It holds a couple quarts at a time.
Yeah, the electric one is very small and it is designed to work quickly with that electric heat. You add baking soda to control the odor and wood chips to add bulk to it.
So it doesn't get so... Because, soupy. Yeah, we have a lot of coffee and tea, the grounds that we throw in there. And so that gets pretty soupy. So, you don't want that real wet. So that helps make it a little bit drier.
But it produces very quickly and turns all of those scraps into lovely black compost.
Yeah. And so lately we eat a lot of vegetables. So, I have been dumping that out probably about every 2 weeks. We make about 2 quarts of composted material. So all winter I've been dumping that into the composter, and today I went out to turn it over to see what all was in there and how it was working. And we have about 200 pounds of composted material from this winter that I will add directly this week to our garden.
And the plants are just going to love that.
They will love it. Oh, we just had a guest.
We did. Little Miss Honeybee, who squeaks when she talks. She has entered the studio and is putting in her 2 cents worth.
Can you talk? Did you talk?
I hear her purring.
She's purring right now. So I don't know if you could hear her, but she actually has said something. She's checking out the mic right now. All right. Now she's tired of this. Goodbye. We did have Abby in here too.
We did. But... she stomped off because she is not impressed with our podcasting. Back to compost, from podcasting to composting. I hope we don't get that all messed up.
No.
So you have this lovely compost that is... recycled kitchen waste.
Yes. And so our food scraps are going to go right back into our food that we eat. And that is what Five Feline Farm is all about.
Absolutely.
So it's exciting.
It is. I mean, who could get so excited over compost?
I do.
We do.
Yeah, we do, because we know that means food.
Absolutely.
And saving money.
That's right. Last week, our podcast was about planning the new orchard area, and today we took the next step toward that. In addition to finding this lovely black gold compost, we took a little trip to our local farm supply store, and I think we talked about all the trees they had. Some of those trees are now home with us.
Yeah, right now they're in the back of our trailer, so... it was a cold day to be looking at trees, but Julia was pretty patient. We took another friend with us who is also a master gardener, and so that was fun, but it was a really cold day to be out there.
It was. So what did you come home with in the tree
department? Oh my gosh, I'm not even sure. I know I came home with grapes. I am starting some grapes from cuttings from our own. But those, when they root, I probably will let those set until next year, and that'll be phase two of our grapes. But so I got 5 different varieties of grapes that we'll start. I think you have already ordered some red raspberries and thornless blackberries, so those are on order. We'll get sometime in April. We came home with peach trees, plums, persimmon. Not the old-fashioned kind, but the bigger, larger.
Right. I love persimmon, but those old-fashioned ones are really a pain, to put it politely, to get all of the seeds and the skin off and actually get them pulped. And I'm hoping that these bigger hybrids are going to help that, and we can get some nice persimmon pulp out of those.
Yeah. So that one wasn't really one that we had planned, but I think I got another pear because there is a pear back in that area now. I'm going to move an apricot and a peach from the orchard that are in a bad place. They keep getting deer damage, so I'm going to move those to this new orchard. We got a couple of apple trees, yes. A cherry, which we already have 3 or 4 cherry trees on the property.
But I can make all the cherries you can pick into jam and sell at the farmer's market.
So we got a really good start to the new area, actually more than I intended for this year. But you know how we operate here.
We take a little bit and we run.
Yeah, we do. So I'm excited. This is spring break week for me. So I will be off this week and probably be out playing around. I don't care if it's cold, but as long as it's dry enough, I'm going to be out doing some work. Maybe even start working on the new bee area where our honeybees will go. Because that, well, the taking the apricot out and the pear or the peach tree out will be part of that because they need to be removed for the new bee yard.
So even though the weather's nasty, we're moving forward.
That's right. We're just going to act like it's just beautiful outside.
We are, and someday it will be.
It will be, and we'll be a little bit of ahead. So we do this stuff now. We can't get in the garden yet because it's too wet and cool, but we'll do what we can.
Absolutely. So that's our update on our orchard and our orchard plan. When you get a chance to come visit us in person, you'll be able to see these baby trees in action.
Yeah, they're so cute.
They are cute.
And we have all different sizes. And some of the trees in the original orchard are starting to get fairly good size.
Yes.
So these will be cute little ones that you can actually see from the road if you drive by.
Absolutely.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.